gonna be the very best. Like no podcast was before.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 52 of Geek Grills, a podcast in which geeky women and sometimes guests gather to record topical conversations and then offer it to the masses. The Geek Grills is solely supported by our patrons. Please join and help us out at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm September, also known as 9 of 12, and I am here with my co-host, The Jen.
Hello.
So what have you been up to this geeky week, Jen?
New season in Heroes. So I'm starting my placement matches again. That's been fun. I also have just been, I got home from Reno to from celebrating my brother's high school graduation. So I've just been mostly relaxing. Certainly not getting raided by federal agencies. Just, you know, relaxing normal week at home. So that's what I've been up to. Yep. Early in Jackbox game nights too. Those have also been fun. Yep.
Let me see. I went to Heroes Con yesterday. It's in Charlotte. It's a yearly thing. It's my friend Vinod's birthday weekend, and so I went to join him and walk around. I got to see the amazing DJ Spider. She runs, like, the cosplay stuff there. She's an awesome cosplayer, and she did a cosplay 101 panel at which I went to, and I learned all kinds of cool stuff about foam and Warbla, which I eventually want to do stuff with that. I just got to make myself do it. So that was super awesome. Not so awesome was this week when I decided to play some Heroes of the Storm in the middle of the night, drunkenly, and try Rag for the first time, and I was finally in the hang of it. I was having a good time. We were losing. I was like, this sucks. And then we were coming back. One of those huge comebacks. Like, the game was over 25 minutes, and we're finally like, oh, we're going to take this thing. And then I hate Windows so much. Like, us need an update. Just shut it down. So, yeah. No match credit. And I dread going back in because I've got a fucking debuff for deserting. It's like, it seems like this happens every other time I play. By the time I get my debuff off from those matches, like, I still haven't done my placement matches. God's sake, yuck. I hate Windows.
Yeah, and it sucks too because it's like, it seems like there should be a way for the game to say, oh, this was them being a douchebag and leaving the game, versus, like, my system shut down. Like, I wish there was a way. Like, because I hate that.
Yeah. That, but there is no practical way, because, I mean, I know there isn't. If you just unplug, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to be go that to those lengths to be a douche, then, like, I hate it.
Yeah. I do wish there was a way. I mean, even if it just looks at, like, if you look at a game that long that you were about to win, I probably didn't DC on purpose, right? Because that would be crazy stupid. But I guess it would take a lot of manpower to go over every time that happens.
Oh my god. I just looked at the news. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And our first item is a little bit relevant because when I was just raging and trying not to throw my computer out the window when that happened, I had Twitch on the other screen and I just turned up the volume on that and I watched some Bob Ross for a while and some happy little trees, so it'd be okay.
Yep, just paint a little happy tree.
So, there are no mistakes, right? Only happy accidents. Yeah, so I guess with that, it is time for the Geek Grapevine. So Funko is coming out with a Bob Ross pop figure I am super excited that Rob and I are immediately like, we need like 5 of these to put them all over the place. This article is from Funko. It's the link there saying it's coming soon, but I'm pretty sure it's already out. When I was at my local comic book store, my guy was asking about it, and I looked it up, and it was showing available to purchase at several places, so he said he'd order me a couple.
It says coming in August below the picture, so I don't know what that means.
So they must be all pre-orders, but I did see it available to order online. So.
Yes.
As soon as I can,
I'll be buying one.
Rob and I have a little nerdy thing going on where we've got mood indicators. Like, I have a Lego Harley Quinn, right? And she's got a super happy grin face. But if you turn her head backward, one day I discovered just playing around with it, there's like a sad face with a tear. So, like, I will, you know, switch Harley's face and, like, send him a picture if I'm... So he knows, like,
I'm sad.
I'm having a sad day. And he doesn't have a happy one. He's got this really angry Joker figure that he sent me a picture of one day. Oh, I'm like, he's having a bad day.
Oh, God.
Bob Ross would be a really good happy one. I think he's going to use Murky in the meantime.
Aww. McGurgle. Yep.
He's got this neon orange, weird, murky. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. I have only one of those on my desk at work. He's not like an actual murky. He's just like a little Murloc dude. And I named him Sir... Oh, what did I name him? It was like Sir Thomas Tadpoolian or something like that. I don't know. Oh, enjoy him. He's at my desk at work. So... There was, like, this little thing that happened. It happens every year. You know, it goes by. Nobody really pays attention. Called E3, you know? I guess they kind of talk about, like, games and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. You know, some of that jazz. As usual, a bunch of stuff. Enough to cover, if we talked about all of it, it would literally be multiple episodes of this podcast. So...
I think last year we did an E3 episode.
Right, and even then we felt like we were like, oh my god, we could do 2 of these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, just kind of bringing it back to what I'm looking at here, I grabbed a couple articles that I felt had, just to kind of whittle down to kind of the highlights that I saw, and I really like this IGN article because I agree with a lot of the 10 most important stories of E3. I agree with most of their picks here. So first of all, we have the Xbox One X. We actually got a name, a price, and a date. So we know exactly what's going on. So it's not like last year where we're like, well, we're kind of getting this thing that we don't know what it is. Yeah, this time we know exactly what it is. We know exactly when it's hitting. The Xbox One X, it's going to arrive November 7th. U.S. dollars, $499. It's advertised as the most powerful console ever. So this is all, you know, again, it was like Microsoft's Project Scorpio and all that crap. So this is what it is. So Project Scorpio is officially the Xbox One X. There's definitely a guide to more details about the stats on this, but it is... pretty impressive. I just don't necessarily know, for me, I'm just not enough of a console gamer to feel like I would need something fancier than my Xbox that I have now.
But yeah, we just got ours like last Christmas or something. I don't feel a need to upgrade.
Right. And that's kind of where I'm at too. I'm more focused on getting myself a Switch in my house.
And I hardly even use it. Like, I kind of, Overwatch got me to go, we use it as a Blu-ray player more than anything else, I think, and on the console, I use my Wii U, I play Breath of the Wild, that's pretty much it for console games for me.
Yeah, and, like, the one thing I see here is that, you know, they're saying, okay, 4.5 times the power of a standard Xbox One, is able to do, like, Fallout 4 VR with 4K resolution, which... it wasn't able to really do before, so boom, there you go. That's kind of where we're at this point. It's more powerful. If you need that, sweet. If you don't, cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it is what it is. And, yeah. So, that's kind of the top there. BioWare's Anthem was revealed. One of the things that's pretty cool is, it's Battlefront 2's multiplayer. Its new game, Anthem, was demoed, and it looks like an action RPG that, honestly, I don't know. I think I would play it. I saw the trailer, and I was like, this seems kind of cool, and to be honest, they put out good shit, usually, you know? So, I'm down to check that out. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. That's another fun thing. Is, again, lots of Nintendo stuff, because now they're kind of like, okay, the Switch is out, now here's, like, the games for it, right? Then you have Spider-Man PS4 gameplay reveals. They actually showed some of the gameplay. I don't care. I don't have a PS4. I'm not really concerned, but that's a thing. So Skyrim is coming back, but what's interesting is that Bethesda's Skyrim is coming back with access on Nintendo Switch. I did not expect. Also, it is a bunny. And I can't hear it because of my headphones.
Okay.
What are you doing, bunny?
I was asking what that noise was for those of you out there.
Yeah, in audio land. I'm like, what noise is it?
And then what the hell is that?
And then I took my headphones out and I could hear it. Calm down, bunny. It's going to be okay. She just wants to be a part of the conversation. Would you just let her be a part of the conversation? Jeez.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you're in a room full of typing people, ironically.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Typewriters.
No, she's just eating noisily, I guess. I don't know. So, Beyond Good and Evil 2 Lives. So, Beyond Good and Evil 2, or Lives, 2 Lives, words. So, this is interesting because Ubisoft was... They did a really good job, honestly, the E3, but it was surprising because, like, we've heard about it, but never really anything. So it's true, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is, in fact, coming. It is being revealed. It does live. It's not disappearing. So that's cool. And then this next one is one that I think is amazing, Metroid Prime 4.
That's the thing. The first thing my son said, I was like, I'm going to ask the hipster 15-year-old what he thought was the biggest thing in E3. And he's like, Metroid games. 2 Metroid games.
Yeah. So there's Metroid Prime 4 and Pokemon Switch are coming. They're probably a ways out, but still super cool. And there's a 2D Metroid with Samus Returns too. So it's... Yeah, super cool. That's going to be cool. There's a Shadow of the Colossus remake for PS. That's cool. I mean, not really my thing, but that's cool. So, updates to the original Xbox backwards compatibility. So, this has been a thing for us Xbox users. We have our old Xbox games, and we want to know what's going to be backwards compatible, what's not. They did let some titles come through. But what they did is they did add to the library of 360 games that are playable on Xbox One. So the list has basically gotten longer as far as what's on there. And that's cool because, again, just glad to see more of that being available on Xbox One. I would also finish it up with, again, this article, the top 10. Star Wars Battlefront 2 has downloadable content that was detailed. We knew it was coming, but it did actually detail it out. And they're doing some season updates and, they're basically doing some different, it's kind of all Overwatch, you know, like ways to spend money and get cosmetic changes and all that and boost your progression and all that, just like with Overwatch. So, you know, I'm guessing that's going to be some kind of, I don't know, loot box type mode.
Yeah, and I know any moment, as soon as it drops, my kids are going to be like, what can I do for extra money? What can I do for extra money? Because they both play Fallout 4, and Fallout 4 is getting some DLC.
cool. Yeah, I know. Wasn't the other thing? I think it was the other thing he was excited about.
Yep.
So the other one I liked was the Yahoo Finance article, because I feel like when they talk about the top 10 games of E3, they tend to look at it from the ones that are going to have the biggest financial impact. And the first one, totally agree, Super Mario Odyssey, his hat is now sentient. That hits the street October 27th. And I'm just excited about that. When they did the Switch reveal, I was really excited about that game.
Yeah, I mean, Mario, right?
Yeah, and his hat is sentient. Like, his hat has its own personality. That's kind of creepy. I like it. And then Beyond Good and Evil 2, which I know we mentioned, that one's too
long. It's not a MAGA hat, we're good.
Oh, God. So the platform to be revealed on Beyond Good and Evil 2, release date still to be revealed, but hey, we know it's coming. So Middle Earth Shadow of War is coming to PC, Xbox One, and PS4. That's coming October 10th. So I actually like this because it's supposed to be bigger, and I really enjoyed Shadow of Mordor, and this one's supposed to be a bigger game, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then you have Spider-Man hitting PS4, a date to be determined in 2018. Echo Arena for Oculus Rift. I'm not a VR person, but this is supposed to be pretty cool from everything I've seen. It's kind of, you really, it's like, it's got scenes that the people compare to the low gravity from Ender's Game kind of thing, with just some different arena stuff that happens. And again, it's VR. That hits the streets July 20th, so that's coming pretty soon. Again, for those of you with VR, that seems really cool. Sea of Thieves is coming to Xbox One in early 2018. Now, this is it's pirate silliness, so I feel like I would get this and enjoy it, but I don't know. Anyway, that looks fun. I think it'll be fun. And then we have Star Wars Battlefront 2 hitting PC, Xbox One, and PS4, and that's coming November 17th. So that's soon. Sooner than I thought, actually. I didn't think it was coming out until next year. But that one's going to be pretty solid. And then this one I am pretty excited about, again, is Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. So last time we got it was 2014, Wolfenstein, The New Order. And this one, I just like Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that because people... there's some weird, stupid people out there who do not understand Wolfenstein.
Yeah, no, not at all. But I'm pretty excited about that one. Yeah, and you get to, like, kill... I mean, apparently in the demo, you got to mow down mobs of SS soldiers while being in a wheelchair. So, I mean, how can you complain? That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That comes out October 27th. We have Anthem, which was announced. That's not coming till late 2018, but still seems pretty cool. Far Cry 5, really another one, I guess. That's cool. That comes out February 27th, 2018. Sure, why not? People like that game, right? I'm not a big Far Cry fan, but I guess, I don't know. Like, I guess it's got sociopolitical undertones and all this stuff, and that's great. And people like them, and that's cool. It's just not my jam. But yeah, so there's your top 10 games of E3 according to Yahoo Finance. So I think it's a pretty good list, though. I think, I don't know why Metroid Prime wasn't mentioned there, but you know, or Metroid 4 wasn't mentioned, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think I'm surprised. It seems like it was super, I expected more VR focus because everything has been lately, and then it was really game release focused. And I mean, that made sense. I think maybe because of the Switch all of a sudden finally getting a bunch of games, everyone else had to focus that direction too.
Well, also, I think the other aspect of it too is that Xbox One is like officially announcing what the name of their console is and when it's hitting the street. So they want to focus on all of the games that are, all these companies want to focus on all of their games that are going to be playable on that console.
Yeah, makes sense. So, it's Father's Day. We're recording on Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Who are father dads. Figures and stepdads and moms who had to do both jobs. I mean, I don't generally, I think we have our own day, but Might as well.
Happy Dad's Day to all the dads. I have a dad.
Especially the geek dads. Geek dads are the best dads. Yay.
I have a dad. I called him. That happened.
I have one too. I called him too.
I called him and he was just like, he was like, my phone is blowing up. And I'm like, what? Everybody calling you for some weird reason today? And he was like, yeah, I guess. I'm like, God. That's weird. I'm calling you for no particular reason sponsored by Hallmark in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know if my husband's called his dad yet, but I should wish him a happy Father's Day. Oh, you did? No. I missed it. Okay. He did. I missed it. Hopefully he passed on my thing. Because he is wonderful. I have, like, a really terrific father-in-law, too, which I'm lucky. He came to my house.
You just got to see him, right?
Did a bunch of landscaping and caught poison ivy with us.
Oh, God.
And it's funny, I was telling his, my mother-in-law about, back when Rob and I met and we were getting ready to get married, I have saved in my ancient Yahoo mail account. Like, Allie wrote me this super long, heartfelt, all the advice, like this welcome to the family email. And it was super amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, found family is sometimes the best family. Like, our oldest son, he isn't Rob's, you know, biologically, but Rob's been around since he was like 4. So it's kind of the only dad he's ever known. And, you know, we have so much geek stuff in our relationship. I have to say I love that. Like, we'll get in Discord together or play games. Aww. Or, you know, like our kids know, like if we're, hey, do your chores. And it's like, I'm in the middle of a match. It's like, okay, well, then you got like 20 because, you know, Victor's doing League or whatever. And like you're not like being just intolerant. I think a lot of kids have to deal with their parents being like, oh, just shut it off. It's just a game. Like,
I don't understand why you can't just turn it off.
Can't you just save here? You know. It's like, no, man, I'm in a MOBA. Oh, okay. Yeah. So.
You're in a what? You're in a MOBA? I don't understand. No, it's true, because, like, my mom used to do... I would get... This is back when McCheesy was, like, 12. Now he graduated from high school. But I'd play League of Legends with him and, like, friends, and we'd be playing League, and my mom would be like, he's got to get off and go do his homework. And I'm like, okay, the match isn't over yet. And she'd be like, I don't care. Just turn it off. Like, save it. And I'm like, no!
Oh my God. Actually, that brings to mind, I actually did that a couple months ago because, you know, Connor's out in Raleigh and he and Victor are playing together. And I love that. Like, that he'll play with his little brothers, you know, remotely or whatever. And I don't remember what game they were playing when they were doing matches and after match after match. And I don't want to cut into their time because they don't do that very often. But, I mean, the chores are really neglected. And I, like, texted Connor. I'm like, hey, Victor's supposed to be doing chores. He's like, okay. And then Victor comes out, and I'm like, oh, I thought you were playing with Connor. He's like, I don't know. He said my grandmother's hair is on fire and left. I'm like,
that's awesome. Like, that's amazing.
I was like, what does that
mean? Yeah, I know my mom. And then I learned. And, like, now she does that, where she'll be like, hey, like when I'm coming to visit or whatever, she'll be like, hey, he needs to do this and this. And I'm like, okay. So I don't distract him. Because, yeah, like, I get it. They got to get stuff done. But at the same time, you got to understand. I don't know. I could imagine, like, having
another geek
actually understand my hobbies.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, when I was at HeroesCon yesterday, Rob did Saturday, he decided to make dinner. He went shopping to get inspired, but we had seen in the circular for Food Lion or somewhere, these kebabs that were pre-made with chicken and bacon and pineapple.
Sounds incredibly delicious.
And I was like, that sounds really awesome. But for the ingredients, it doesn't sound like $5.99 a pound for somebody putting it on a skewer for you, awesome. So Rob bought a pineapple and chicken and red and yellow peppers and Vidalia onions. And then he was getting set to marinate, and he was, you know, using some soy sauce and sesame oil. And then he was digging through the cupboard, and he was going to use some Vietnamese curry I have, but then he was like, oh, and he spotted the Pandaren spices I made from the WoW cookbook.
Yes.
And he's like, it's non-specific rim style flavors. I'm like, oh, dad joke right in the middle.
Like, that is the most dad joke I've ever heard. That's horrible. To be ashamed.
So he put together these awesome kebabs with the nerd spices and grilled. Yay.
Oh my jorb.
And the sweetie turned it, like, he had me text him when I was on my way home so he could time it so it'd be ready when I got home. I don't know who this guy is, man, but I'm liking this new stuff he's doing lately.
Jealous.
Oh, and you know what? Our grill guy, Chris, who came on that time we did our... he did a little after show for us, the grilling stuff.
Yeah,
he was on Facebook. Like, I saw him commenting and offering advice about skewering and stuff.
I feel like that sounds like a sexual thing. Give me some skewering advice. Like, I'm like, okay, that sounds wrong. No, like, my dad's pretty cool. Like, I'm pretty lucky. My dad's cool. Like, I don't have absent dad issues. And, my stepdad was kind of a douche, but he's not my stepdad anymore. So I guess he's like my ex-stepdad. I mean, I try to be cordial with him just because he's like has the same dad as my brothers, but yeah, like I'm pretty lucky. I have a pretty mellow dad. I mean, granted, he never really understood my hobbies or really understood me, but I think in the years past, in more recent years, I think he's finally just come to terms with the fact that I have hobbies and things that are just different, and that is okay.
Yeah, I never had a stepdad. My mom just didn't do that. She had any really serious boyfriends until we were all grown and gone. But yeah, Rob's a great stepdad, and Connor's bio dad is like, I don't know, he moved away to California, and he hasn't seen Connor since he was like 2. But you know, he sends a little bit of money, and I send it on to Connor, and once in a while he'll send extra for a birthday when he remembers or something. And
yeah. Every time it's like Father's Day and we talk about like different types of dads, I always think about Jury and his ghost dad situation, where he literally thought his dad was dead, and then all of a sudden he like reached out to like talk to him. It was nuts.
That is wild. I can't even imagine.
Just crazy. Like, it's just nuts that that's a thing. like I could not even imagine that scenario.
Right?
Nutty.
My dad and I don't know, it's weird. I love my dad. I had to like just kind of swallow some stuff to keep a relationship with him, because he's a bigot. I know you understand.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's an equal opportunity bigot, man. He hates just about everybody. But he's smart in his own way, and he's really, like, my parents are divorced, you know, so there's just visitation growing up. So, but there's still things that, like, we can really, really get in and talk about. I mean, he's the one who taught me and sent me the book and the ingredients to first start curing my own meats. Like, I make pea meal bacon. And he cans. And when I had my wedding, he catered our wedding. He brought like a big pot of gumbo and breads, and he had like cream cheese and lox that he had like caught and smoked the salmon himself. I mean, he's an amazing like cook for a crew. I mean, whether it's a deer camp or a wedding. Just that was fucking brilliant. And I didn't notice somehow until like the day after we got back from our honeymoon that there was also an entire cooler full of his homemade wine that he had given us.
See, that's awesome. Now, see, okay, it's interesting you talk about, you know, kind of just talking about, you know, Connor's dad not being around. Just made me think about the fact that, like, that's one of the things that's really interesting about my grandfather is he is has always been very hard on me. Not because, like, he, like, wants to be an asshole. He just wants to, like, he always wanted to make sure I was hitting my potential, you know? Like, I was not fucking around, like, or, you know, like, I had to be hitting this, and sometimes it was, like, crazy potential, where it was like, okay, like, I can't hit that, you know? Like, you put me up on this pedestal that I've never hit, and now I'm stressed out about it. But, it, like, later on, I start to realize that a lot of what it is that he wants to father everybody else on the planet because his dad was never around. His dad was an abusive alcoholic that my great-grandmother booted out of the house, was like, get out of here, I'm done with you. Which, good for her, because at that time, to be like, I'm a single mom, screw it. And when he was a little bastard, she put him into boarding school, too. Or, like, a boys' school, where he needed to, like, get his shit together because he was a little troublemaker. But that was his thing, is that, like, his dad was never around, so he, like, felt that need to, like, father other people, which I found really interesting. That, you know, like, that's how he handled his lack of a father, is to try to, like, not let that happen to other people.
Yeah. I remember getting really bent out of shape. Like, my dad hunts, and I would love if he had taken me hunting or taught me to hunt, but he never did. He'd take my stepbrother, which is kind of a weird sexist thing, I guess.
I'm lucky. In my family, we used to go target shooting. On Easter, after Easter, after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, the day after, we would go target shooting. And my uncles and my grandfather, like, all of us girls, me and my cousin, we were always included. There was never any difference in
that.
That's
cool.
And I agree, because I always thought, like, I always appreciated that. Like, my grandfather, spending time at his house, he taught me how to shoot pool, play poker, and raise sheep. Like, that's what I learned from my grandfather. Very lady things, right?
My dad is also always very good about taking in stride some things, like me being a freak. I mean, I come home or go to visit him, and I've got, like, pink hair or orange hair or shaved on the side or...
Or I shaved my hair or I...
Being the goth chick. And even at my wedding, I was, like, 31 when we got married, and he catered my wedding, and he shows up, and there's, like, goth dudes and, like, makeup and chains and people with dreads, and there was... A friend from work in traditional African garb and dudes in kilts, and my dad's like posing with all the guys in the kilts, and he just is like, oh, if I could stay and drink and hang out, they'd all be calling me Stewie, and like he just kind of rolls with it and decides like, I get a kick out of it, or I dye my hair a crazy color. He's like, oh yeah, whatever. You know, which for somebody is like old school as he is, I'm glad he never, you know, overreacted or you shouldn't do that, or got any kind of weird, you know, like he was all of a sudden going to be the disciplinarian in my life or something anyway at that point. But, you know, he didn't freak out. That's cool.
Yeah, and that is cool, because I think that, you know, when you have, like, we're kind of weirdos, and I can imagine, like, you know, parents, they have that thing where it's like, oh my god, this is a reflection of me, you know, that their kids are somehow a reflection of them. Like, I remember times when, like, I would show up at family events when I was in college, and my mom would get, like, super embarrassed. Like, way too embarrassed, you know? and I'd be like, what? Like, okay, this is who I am. And then I realized, like, later, she was freaked out because she felt like, hey, you know, she's a representation of me to my family, and if she's this weirdo whatever, like, what does my family think of me, you know? And it wasn't really, like, about her at all. And I think it took her a long time to kind of get to a point where she was just like, yep, Jen's frickin' strange, and that's okay. and that's just gonna be cool. Like, I respect that. I just think that it took a minute, I think. Yeah. In her case, to kind of like, okay, like... Oh, but yeah.
My mom never freaked about that stuff either. Like, but she's kind of a rebel too. There's been this video going around on Facebook, like when your parents are cooler than you. Have you seen this?
Oh my gosh, yes, I have seen that.
Yeah, people are posting it like to our walls, like you guys. Like, Rob's like, oh my god, our poor kids, like. Because that's so us. I mean, what are they gonna do to rebel? I'm like, oh. Fuck, they're going to become, like, young Republicans. It's going to be like the Alex Keaton effect. If it happens in our house, they'll rebel by going crazy right-wing or something and, you know, being all straight-laced. But, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, and they're all at least teenagers, so I don't think we're in danger of that. I think being geeks and being a little weird, it just leaves some doors open. Like, I think they're more comfortable talking to us. I mean, we're not just trying to be your buddy, you know, and non-disciplinary and completely or anything.
Right.
But I think being with the times and not, you know, trying to not criticize too hard when they're doing dumb shit. Let them make some of their own mistakes, like that when they've got a problem, they'll be comfortable calling and letting us know. Connor called me the other day, like, I cut myself. Like, okay, how'd you do that? With a knife? Okay. Like, in the kitchen? No, it had a bad safety lock. I'm like, oh my god. So he's like, well, the urgent care is closed. I'm like, uh-huh. So go to the ER. Like, and I talked to him about it the other day. He's like, I just thought I should let you know. Okay.
Like, you're like, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Glad, but there's stuff, okay. I mean, and I couldn't call and talk to my dad about.
Oh yeah, I mean,
no,
sure.
No way.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. There's, like you said, there's some things that are just not gonna be like, whatever. But at the same time, you're still like, Jesus, like, you got to be doing something right when your kids call you and, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember one night we were getting really, really drunk and Dad was having his standard rant on, you know, whatever, and he said something about gay people or something, and I told him I had had a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's, like, the one thing that my dad still gets weird about, so I just, like, ignore it. Like, we just don't have that conversation. Because for some reason, he has, like, some hang-ups there, and I don't really understand why. But I just don't have that conversation. That seems to help.
Yeah, my dad just, you know, oh my god, she's ACDC. And me and my stepbrother laughed our asses off, and I think we went and got high, and then I think Dad just conveniently forgot it was never discussed again, and that's fine. We're not in each other's business like that. That's fine. We can talk about the garden and the planting and cooking and,
sure,
you know, his own little redneck brand of nerd stuff that I have had the benefit of being able to call him on. Like, hey, you know, my cast irons give me a hard time. Like, what do you do after you camp with it? Or, you know, we've got that.
Seasoning cast iron, by the way, is something I'm going to be doing. I thought I'd just randomly throw that out there because I know it's something that...
I fucking love cast iron.
Cooking adjacent, but I have finally decided to get a cast iron pan, and then I'm going to season it. And so I've been watching all these YouTube videos about how to season it, because you have to season it. You have to take care of it. You have to do it a certain way. You've got to be... But I love the idea of being able to use it to cook my eggs in cast iron in the morning. Because I just make scrambled eggs. Like, nothing in it. It's just literally, like, oil, scrambled eggs. Like, that's what I make for breakfast. And I'm looking forward to doing that in cast iron.
I love cast iron. It's magical. I love camping with it. I find the seasoning is never more on point perfect than after I've gone camping and just thrown that shit right in the fire and cooked stuff with it. Yeah, I can pull them, and it is perfect for the longest time. I don't know if it's the super...
You can put it in the oven. Like, that's so cool. I'm sorry. I'm really excited.
Hey, and it actually imparts iron in your food.
That's true.
I was talking to, I have a friend who's in the hospital right now. She's got Crohn's, so it's really hard for her to get iron in her diet and stuff. And me and her and her mother were talking about using cast iron for cooking.
That's super cool.
Magical things. I think I got most of my cast iron from my dad. My dad's also a pick up stuff by the side of the road, you know, or...
Oh my god, that's like my grandfather. Like, we used to joke, like, he couldn't, like... He could find anything to, like, at a garage sale and be like, oh, I'm gonna buy this and I'm gonna fix it up and da-da-da. Yeah, that never happens, but he did buy it. He did have it. In the storage. Oh, he used to drive me crazy.
Oh, man. I was well into my 30s, I think, before I had any furniture that I didn't pick and fix.
Well, yeah, but he's just like my grandmother has a full set of furniture at home. He just also will pick it up and be like, that's a decent looking stool that just needs a little bit of work. And it's like, when are you going to actually do it? Ever.
Like, oh, see, yeah, my dad actually does it, though. Like, I have...
That's good.
We're still using... a dresser that he garbage picked and painted in like white and baby blue and fixed it up for one of the boys when I was having a baby.
Aww. See, that's cool.
And he also, see, I love his redneck nerditude. He'll like go to an art festival, right? Walking around the street, checking out this stuff, and they're charging, you know, $40 for these stabs. And he's like, well, that's stupid. And he'll, next time he's out hunting, excuse me, he'll walk around the woods and, like, he started picking up, you know, twisted roots because they have that cool look to them, and he'd bring them home, clean them up, shellac them, drill a hole in the top, put a leather thong through it, give them to any of his friends that wanted them, not even selling them, just like, it's stupid people would pay that much money, I can make that. Same thing with, he did that with lawn ornaments for a while, like,
right.
People were paying, you know, $20-$30 for a little... alligator to put in their garden. He's like, well, shit, I can do that. And he goes to the Dollar Tree and gets sand toys for models, right? So you got shells, you got a little alligator, and he has, and he was using them for cement molds, painting them and giving them away.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I have some really... We have a couple of nice staffs. He gave us, like, me and the kids all staffs. Which is, like, really funny because he would totally not get any of my pagan shit that, like, I'm doing, but...
Yeah, like, not at all, but then, like, okay.
you wear stuff where you would dress like this, so here, you know.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I wonder what it'd be like to still be near, like, family. Like, I'm so far away that, like, again, my relationship is mostly, like, by phone and occasionally in person, but not very often. Like, I maybe see them, like, once a year.
Do you send cards?
No.
Me neither. I'm terrible at it. Oh, I feel so bad. I really should at least send them a card. I mean, my dad's kind of like one of those, I don't want nothing, I don't need nothing guys, right? Like, if I still live close by, I'd probably just... You know,
I mean, I called.
Yeah, I called. And Dad's happy with that, so that's cool. But for my husband, like, kids were all sleeping when I got up, so I should have made them do it. But I got up and I made bacon that I glazed with brown sugar and black pepper. No, and some coffee and his mug with the scientist from The Muppet Show on it. Nerds Are Awesome mug. And I gave him his present early, though, because I went to the comic book store and picked it up the other day. And I was going to talk about it last week, and then I couldn't because he was sitting here. He didn't have it yet, but I got him the WoW Chronicles 2.
Oh, yeah, I want that.
And, like, it has Boobad on the cover, and his main's a warlock, so that was... He was very happy about that. Actually, I look over. It's sitting right on his desk on top of his laptop, and he's... resub to WoW today. Gave himself a little extra Father's Day boost.
Aww. That's adorable.
Such nerd. Yeah.
Such nerd. Much WoW.
Maybe next week, if he keeps on doing the Saturday dinner thing, maybe next week he can pick a different wild spice blend to... Because I told him, I was like, he didn't know what to do. He likes to go browse around the store and figure out what he wants to do. I was like, you could go through a cookbook. And he doesn't want a recipe, he likes to invent it, which I get. Some of the best stuff I make is invented. But I was like, but you could get inspired by the cookbook. Like, look at the wow cookbook.
Oh my God.
But maybe pick another spice blend, give it a sniff, and invent something around it. Make our own wow recipes.
That could be cool.
Which basically he did yesterday with the Pandaren pineapple skewers. Look, it has a name, honey.
Pandaren
popsicle, or pineapple popsicle. Popsicles on the grill doesn't work.
Pandaren popsicles on skewers. Wait.
Wait, no. Don't eat the pandas.
No, wait a minute. Oh my God.
Not really.
I am in such a weird, like, this entire week has been so bizarre, and I've been telling you this, but it's just, like, off kilter, but I'm like, it's okay, it's fine. I feel like that dog in that, like, that cartoon where, like, the whole room is on fire, and he's like, it's fine. Like, that's me all this week. Like... It's fine. I'm fine. It's good.
Keep plugging away.
I'm just gonna keep going to work and going to sleep and doing the next day, and we're just gonna go from there. But we got good stuff on deck, though, I have to say. So, I mean, we can't be too upset. We got good stuff heading our way.
Yeah, full disclosure, folks, we were gonna do an episode
about a serious topic.
Serious topic to cover, we've been talking about for a while. And we just don't have enough brain for all of that. So you get a holiday episode.
You get a holiday, a celebrate your dad day. Yeah, no, and I think that's fine. I actually enjoyed this conversation just to kind of relax a little bit and not have and next week, I think we'll have a guest next week too. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think next week we will have Ken on.
Awesome.
And I'm excited about that. That's going to be cool. So, yeah. So
tonight,
good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So, yeah, let's just move on.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day, everybody, again. Especially all the awesome geek dads.
Yeah.
Yay.
I agree.
So, what are you most anticipating right now?
I am looking forward to Lady Pampering Spa Day at Home. I am literally going to, I'm going to go get lunch with a friend today, and then I'm going to play D&D, and I'm looking forward to that as well. And then after that, I am chilling at home. I don't have any errands I have to run tomorrow, and it is a day off. I'm going to actually have a full weekend. I'm going to do a mask on my face. I'm going to do my nails. I'm going to maybe take a bath. I don't know. I'm gonna go crazy and just chill. I'm gonna go crazy in my level of chill. That's what I'm focused on. I'm looking forward to it. I am gonna be diving back into WoW. I wanna go get the class mount. I'm really excited about that. I think it looks pretty. I want to get it. So I am focused on that too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my not mount. Rob was supposed to be looking up a guide for me.
You get to be a bird! And not any much very cooler than the bird you already are. Boo.
I know. Like, really?
I'm sorry. I have to say, like, every single one of the class mounts looks so cool. And granted, it is a cool bird, but I still feel like it's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a little, feel a little ripped off. And, like, I don't have the time and energy to max out my other characters that have cool.
Oh, to clarify, yeah. So to clarify, Ember plays a druid, and the druid class mount in WoW is like you get to turn into like it's an like, owl basically.
Yeah, I mean it's a cooler bird than I have, but it's
but still like it's not anywhere near. I'm not trying to diss it, but it's not anywhere as epic as the other things.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, why not, like, a cool fire phoenix or something? I don't know.
right? And there are other birds I have as mounts I can ride on. Why didn't they just do it that way? Like, in somebody's head, it was cooler to be able to transform into something, which I get, except...
Except it's not.
Do that anyway. And so now, instead of just clicking my, you know, my travel form, I don't know, whatever.
I mean, have you seen the Death Knight one? It's like a fell green, like, flappy dragon skeleton thing.
Yeah, like, Death Knight's getting made. Well, the priest one. Oh.
Oh, the priest one is beautiful. I'm looking forward to that. I am really looking forward to that. Even the warrior looks cool, and like the hunter one has like the like it's like a wolf thing with like a feathered wing thing. It's kind of fun.
But I'll do it for her anyway because she's my main, and then maybe I can drag myself into doing a different one on some other character that I would also have to max out. So let me see what else. Hopefully, guys.
Sorry. Not to be a Debbie Downer about the Druid Mount. It's still cool. You should still get it.
Still going to do it. So he's resub. I hope we get to play together. I'm looking forward to that. It's been a long time, and that, like, I miss that. It's like kind of quality time virtually together thing. It's, I don't know. I miss when we can play together, and we've been out of sync on WoW for a really long time. So maybe, maybe. I'm making steaks for dinner for Father's Day. Looking forward to that. Some nice fresh corn on the cob for me.
Cool.
Some multi-wild rice blend. And a pilaf. It'll be lovely. And, oh my god, Nerdtacular's coming. Nerdtacular's coming.
Nerdtacular is coming.
It's coming.
And it's so soon. It's like 10 days from now.
Oh my god. I can't believe it.
And then my debit card got lost, and I got told that it's going to take 5 to 10 days to get the new one. And I'm like, I swear to god, if this debit card doesn't come before Nerdtacular, I'm going to be like the Nerdtacular hobo. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, I don't have anything I can do until Friday.
I'll get it sorted.
Damn it.
I started the move of some money from PayPal into PayPal to make sure our hotel is just all sitting there, and then, like, I'll be pulling right before I leave for the trip. I'll be pulling money and putting it somewhere, probably on a card because I don't want to carry too much cash. But so
I might just go down and get a prepaid card for something like from like the grocery store, you know? Like,
yeah,
for security. I have something. That's probably not a bad idea. Look at that. See, look at you having good ideas and shit.
Well, I gotta attach it to. I gotta see what's attached to my Uber Lyft app.
Yeah.
Because I'll be getting a Lyft from the airport. Yeah, I think mine's connected to my PayPal. Oh my god! So, the hotel, by the way, has a shuttle.
Yeah. A what?
I checked the airport shuttle situation when I called the Snowbird.
Flip-flop.
Ha! $70 round trip.
Oh my god. Well, how much would a Lyft cost?
It can't be that much. It's not that far.
That sounds crazy. To the Clip Clop?
I just
want to say
Snowbird
Clip Clop
from
about 8 more times.
From the...
It's my entire motivation is just to say Clip Clop.
I don't know what Clip Clop is. So, but we'll have...
When Scott Johnson... I have to clear about this. So it's called the... What is it called? The Cliff something? It's for the part of the resort where the Cliff Lodge, right, the Cliff Lodge, that's right, is where we stay for Nerdtacular. So a few years ago, he recorded a conversation or a voicemail he got over this woman who is pretty obviously Asian, who is trying to say that, oh, well, you're staying at the Clip Clop? And it just sounds like Clip Clop, and that's what we call it now sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to talk off the air about what... The night I arrive, where I should go. Because you'll be already checked in.
I'll already be there and getting drunk. But we're going to make plans.
I'm going to probably just want to lift straight to wherever the hell that party is.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll just have to let me know and tell me what to do, because it's going to be late.
Or if there's somebody who has a rental car, I have ideas. We'll talk offline. We'll take care of you. I'm actually excited because I'm going to be riding in the car with a complete stranger from the airport. But it's a safe stranger. It's someone who's in the Diamond Club.
Okay. As long as they're in the Diamond Club. That's our online safety standard.
It's a cult. That means it's okay.
I think by the time I get there, it's going to be like 10, after 10. Everyone's going to be drunk by the time I get there, sweetie.
Right. No, it's going to be, we're gonna figure it out. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Almost. I gotta start packing. I lost my Marvel dress, so that's...
What?
I've torn everything apart. It has completely disappeared. And that was in my little, I can shove in a ball. I was only going to bring a carry-on list of items. I think I'm just going to have to bring a damn bag.
Yeah.
So.
But the good news is, 10 days. Remember, everyone, we are wholly supported by Patreon. So we just want to thank all of our patrons. You guys are all super awesome. Patreon did a really cool update, so their site looks really nice and clean. And it actually has made it easier for you guys to access patron posts and things like that. So remember, as a patron, you do get the episodes a couple, 1 to 2 days early. So make sure you have your patron feed on. If you get the Patreon app, you can actually easily listen to the recordings through your Patreon app too. I've started doing that for a lot of the shows that I support. So become a patron today, patreon.com/grills, and we would love you for it.
Also, you can go to iTunes and leave us a review, throw some stars our way. It helps other people find our fine show that you are enjoying right now.
Hooray!
Hooray! So where can we find you on the interwebs?
At The Jen Says on Twitter, and also at the Jen Play, or twitch.tv/TheJenPlays on Twitch. Twitch streaming's been a little light, mostly because it's been crazy and I was out of town. But I'm back, and at least in the next 10 days before Nerdtacular, you should be able to catch some content from me. Also, my bunny would also like to say goodnight and goodbye to our fine listeners.
I hear that. Bye-bye, bunny. I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12, on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Part-Time Gamers podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG.
GG.
If you enjoyed the show and have the quill skill to shriek speech, leave us a 5-star unique critique on iTunes or thrill us with the size of your handbill by spilling goodwill into our tills at patreon.com/grills. We can also be found windmilling around Facebook and YouTube at facebook.com/geekgrills and youtube.com/geekgrills, where we like to chill. Tweet your siren songs where the throngs belong on Twitter at geekgrills, where we're dressed to kill. For more info on the show, though, go to geekgrills.com, where you can find previous episodes, show notes, and current contest information. Send us your psalms and qualms to geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577, where we can hear your lovely voice sing the zing thing. Thanks for listening.